These guys did not practice. Stephen Burton, Justin Forsett, obviously, you know his situation. And Roy Miller, another same philosophy as last week with Roy as far as practice, where he did not practice on Wednesday and Thursday. He has that shoulder, but we just to take some of the load off him. We moved everything up today, obviously, to give players more opportunity to spend time with their families. And I just think that's important. It's cool. We asked all the players to make sure they had some place to go. And as I made the announcement, they're all taken care of. The players already did it. So it's a good time, good day for our guys. And the challenge is to come back tomorrow, not really being allergic to the big meal, not eating too much. So, no, that is good. It's a good day.
Is this just a sign he's getting back to full strength?
Yeah, we've gone to this a couple of weeks ago. Today he had a few reps. We're trying to limit his reps and go almost like every other day with him with just minimal reps today. Okay. And, you know, it seems to be a little bit fresher on Sunday because of it.
Mike Brown's fine.
Yeah, I think we'll still continue to evaluate him, see how he went. He did practice today and went through it all, so we'll see how his shoulder is.
Same with
Yeah, he's better. He's better. I think he was limited in some of his reps, but he just in conversation with him, he feels pretty good.
Branch limited today again. He should be good to go.
Should be, yeah.
How did that start with
his knee? I don't know. You know, it happened in the game, and we held him out Wednesday. Today, it was like he's pretty close to back. We just limited him to really assure that he had a good practice today and had a good test run on it.
Gus, I know you kid about it, but is overeating something that you really have to have some concern
probably
about
for some of our guys. For some of our guys, you know. Now, you know what? They're going to – I think they're wise enough with their bodies, and they know. But we know they're going to have a good meal today. But, you know, I think the big thing is just, you know, make wise decisions. That's what I said, too. You know, sometimes with your family, it's about making good decisions, too. It's not just the eating. The part, and you know, one of our rules is protect the team and, you know, make decisions that affect the team. And so whether it's at home eating or whatever the case, just make good decisions. So that was another part of our message today.
Top 10 in covering kicks and punts.
Yeah.
The only team in the top 10. What has sort of been the key?
Well, I, you know what, we talked about this. I think we had some misleading stats in the number of waiver guys and new guys that we had picked up after preseason that are on the kickoff. Someone was saying there's 10 new guys. It's actually like 5 or 6. But still, what a tribute to Coach Mallory, Coach Smiley, and the players. That's hard not to go through OTAs, training camp, and to pick up on the scheme. And I think Coach Mallory has really made it friendly to players coming in, the scheme, where they can pick up on it quickly. So I think there's a lot of factors that go involved into it. But what I sense is just that they're really starting to own the special teams. They've really taken a lot of pride in it, and they're excited about being on special teams. And that's really what we had hoped would develop with this group.
How close, during the bye, how close did you think about taking Todman off kick returns because of the San Francisco game?
You know what? Again, Coach Mallory, we discussed it, but he felt strongly about it. I think there was a week when Burton was back. We were going back and forth what to do, and he felt strongly about Todman. And, you know, we took a look at the tape, and it was a good decision. And I think, you know, it really was good for Todman. You know, he felt it, and he felt like, hey, these guys really understand I can do it. They have faith in me. And he's kind of taken off because of it.
Is Burton? Yeah. Holding
out hope that he can play. Yeah, we are. I know he's still. He's just got some issues still stemming with that head, and you know, so we're trying to be real patient with it. Real patient with it.
So he won't play this week.
He will not play this week.
So he and Forsett, the only two guys, won't play, it looks like.
That's how it looks right now.
Are you not going to put Forsett on IR now this week?
Yeah, I think we're going to wait for until the end of this week and then make a decision. But we're leaning heavily that way.
Towards putting him on IR?
Putting him on IR.
Or so probably Saturday
or early next week.
Oh, you may wait till next week then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What about the whole distraction thing for Thanksgiving? Forget about what eating, though, just being out of the usual.
Right. We did address that on Wednesday's meetings. There's just a lot of distractions that could come our way. You know, hey, you've had some success lately. The media may talk to you about that. It's the weather up in Cleveland. You know, Thanksgiving Day, you know, things like that, all coming their way. But it's a great challenge for our guys. I think it'll be a great challenge for us to see, can we filter all that out and still play with the same mentality that we've had the last couple of weeks?
Shanahan's 3-8, and he's pronouncing guys are playing for their jobs. You're 2-9, and just remain up. I mean, Shanahan's the more what coaches usually do.
Right.
You're 2-9 and still being very upbeat.
Well, I think, you know, our guys feel the competition, you know, Vito. I think, you know, if you would ask Josh Evans, he feels it with Winston Guy. You know, I think, you know, there's at Sam linebacker, you know, Russell and Johnny, and Gino is feeling it with JT Thomas, you know, because guys are playing more. So I think our guys feel that sense of there's a lot of competition going on, which is good, but that's really been evident the whole year.
So you don't have to say it because you just do it.
It's showing up all the time. And I'd rather not have them. I think earlier you heard me talk about my hopes is that we don't need to have competition to motivate our guys. I'd rather have it motivation internally. You know, they want to be the best they can because that's what they want. And so, you know, we have the competition for those guys that need it.
Fish talking about the balance you had run pass almost exactly the same. That's what you want to continue.
That's what we'd like to get to. Mm-hmm. That is what, when I even know, even the interview process, when I talked to him, that was, you know, 55-45 right in there. You know, try to get it as balanced as we can. So when it shows up like that, that's, you know, kind of what we had envisioned.
So you're not into being heavily run, heavily passed,
No, I think that, you know, I do believe strongly that you have to, you know, be able to run the ball. Not only during the game, but we'd like to get to the point when you have, you know, it's 6 minutes left to go in the game, you're up by 10, and you want to run the ball. In those situations where they know you're going to run and we're going to run, I think that'll, you know, when we can see us doing that, then I think you'll be able to feel our run game more, and we're not there yet.
How close of a look did you guys take at Barkevious Mingo before the draft?
Strong look.
What did you think of him, and what do you think of him now?
Yeah, very good. He was. We looked at him at that Leo spot, right. You know, and he was impressive. I think his effort, his pass rush ability, his, you know, you could see his love for the game when he played in college, and you're seeing that same thing now. I know he's splitting some time, you know, not as many reps as maybe, you know, what he had in college, obviously, but you see the flashes of him and the burst in him.